Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Tracks. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't even gonna do no intro on this one.
This is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Law and Entertainment.
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio, Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
Ready.
Entertainment. With your host. Rich money. Don't keep it locked.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Follow me,
let's go.
Follow me, yeah. Follow me.
Let's go.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse. Currently with Elements of Tech. Y'all already know what it is. Right now you're tuned into GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
Let's go.
Hey yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susie, and I'm chilling with my dog Rich Money, man. And we're on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip wash and wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. Shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip wash and wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
All right. What's going on, people? I am your boy, Rich Money, and with me I have the lovely Storm. Storm, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
All right. We want to thank y'all for tuning in on another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love and Entertainment. Tonight we have a treat for y'all. We have an author. Her name is Starquasia Archibald. She's going to be coming on telling us what's going on with her. And her two books that she got out that's hitting the nation hard. So, Storm, what happened to you this week? And how was your week?
Oh, it's been a busy week. Thank God it's Friday. I'm so happy it's Friday. One more shift to go. One more shift to go. The countdown. But it was a great week. How about you? How's everything?
Oh, it was all right. I can't complain. As long as I wake up breathing, you know, it's not for me to complain about. I just thank the Lord I'm here. You know? I know. Did you hear about something about five,
was it Mexicans? Did they kidnap some people? I don't have the whole story about it. And two men got killed?
Yes.
Was the Mexican cartel that kidnapped them?
Right, yeah. So,
I only know a little bit about it.
One of the, it was a lady and I think three of her friends, so family members, they went with her to get a tummy tuck. She was going to get a tummy tuck and somehow they got mixed up at the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, they got mixed up at the wrong place at the wrong time. And supposedly there was the cartel did write a letter stating that the five Mexicans that did do it, that they weren't even with the cartel. They're with a different type of group. So it just, everyone's very surprised that the cartel even, like, wrote apology letter, because supposedly that's not what they're known for. Like, they don't just, kidnap people and, and kill people. That's not, what they do. Supposedly the group that did do it, that's what they do, but... it was four Americans, I think, was kidnapped by the drug cartel. Yep. And two of the men were murdered. Yep.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's, and the one, the female, she has, I think, a couple of kids, and she was actually just going to get a tummy tuck. And because the drive was so long from where they live, I think it was like 24 hours or something, her daughter had wrote a statement just stating that, they were like family members. And that they came with her because the trip was 24 hours in driving. And it was a lot of driving, so they were all going to take turns and drive. Yep. And two of them lost their life.
Oh, two guys lost their life. So a female did go to get a tummy tuck.
Yeah. Yeah. She went to get the tummy tuck and they just went with her as, support and to help out.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and somehow they got mixed up in what was going on, wrong place, wrong time, pretty much.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Well, it really is, it's bad that you can't even go to certain places and, take care of your business. But we do have Star Quasar on the line. You want to bring her on?
Sure.
All right. Hello. Good evening, Star Quasar. Are you there?
Hello. I'm here. How are you?
All right. Okay. You sound excited.
Welcome.
Star Quasar, how are you doing?
I am good. I'm blessed. Before we start, let me let you know I am a mother, so you will hear some... little ones in the you may hear them.
Okay, that's not a problem.
But yes, but
that's not
I
a
am
problem.
Good.
That's just the beginning. That's good. Okay. So you have two books out. One is called There's Nothing in This World That You Can't Do. And the other one is My Grandparents Are Secret Superheroes. Now, for the first novel, how did you come up with that title?
So, for the first book, I came up with the title before I tell you that. I just want to say that my books are based off of experience that I deal with my children. So...
Oh, okay.
It was one day when my daughter told me she wanted to do, I'm not sure if it was, I think tying her shoe or put on a scrunchie, and she was like, I can't do it. And I'm like, no, there's nothing that you can't do. So then I thought about it and I was like, you know what, since reading books is our thing, and, that's how a lot of things that I was taught, come from reading books. I said, well, you know what, let's write a book about this, because she enjoys reading books.
Nice.
So that's basically how I came up with the title for it, because I wanted that to be the main book. I love to hear my child say, well, Mom, you said there's nothing that you can't do, that I can't do, So I wanted that to instill in her mind.
Right.
Oh, okay.
excellent. Real quick before we go into the next book, just Starquisha, if you could just tell the callers and listeners a little bit about you.
Okay. So, first off, my name is Starquisha Archibald, and I am an entrepreneur. That sounds really crazy for me saying that, because this is the first time I actually said it out loud. That's crazy, right?
That sounds good, though. That sounds good. I like it.
I'm a mother of two, and I basically took a risk and decided that I was going to leave my job and become a small business owner. So I own the company DB Joyce Publishing, LLC.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And basically, I want to say that I hold a bunch of different titles. So that's me. I am a mother. Mm-hmm. I am an author. I am a publisher. I am also learning the experience as I'm going. So as of right now, I don't have a bunch of help. This is my own research.
Right.
So this is me just doing my own step-by-step, going at my own pace and learning this entrepreneur thing.
nice.
I'm also someone that's very determined. Like, if you can't tell me it's something that I can't do, I'm going to try to find
that's
a way to do. And I think that's pretty much it. And I love a hustle. I love a hustle. Like, you know, I feel like we're in a different generation now, so there's always ways for you to find a hustle, find a multiple streams. Like, you know, I'm on this journey where I want to be the person that's like, you know what, I got it. You know, I learned my ways. Whoever's on my side, we all learning our ways together.
Right.
If I come up, we're coming up together. So I'm one of those people. But also, I like to have fun, no stress. Step by step, take your time, and that's pretty much it. They go that noise. I'm
okay.
Y'all
about. That's
so
all right.
How
maybe
do you,
she,
how do you
maybe
feel,
she
want to
get on the microphone.
How do you? Oh, stop it. How do you feel with the risk that she did take? How do you feel about that?
Yeah,
do you feel like, are you comfortable in it? Do you feel, cause, you know, it's a risk that people take from time to time, but how do you feel that you've taken that risk in being a mother of two and, you know, being your own boy, pretty much?
You know what's funny? I have, and I'm going to be really honest, I haven't felt the feeling yet of being proud. And it's crazy to say that. And sometimes we are our own critics, but I haven't felt that feeling yet of do it, be proud. I'm still more in the shock of sometimes I wake up and I'm like, girl, you did that? What are you doing? Like, what you, like, we not going back to work. So, I mean, I think I'm still more in a shock, but I'm also learning this thing also, and this has a lot to do with my publishing company, walking by faith. So, that's a big thing for me too. So these parts together, I'm kind of like on this new journey, and it's like, oh, this is what that means. Okay, like, you know,
nice.
No, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I'm ready. So excited. I'm, you know,
that's good.
Very good. Okay.
Would you say? Would you say writing energize or exhaust you, make you exhausted?
No. So writing for me is my peace. That's my go-to place. Writing for me is my way of expressing myself. It is my way of being creative. I never see my writing as a job. So even though I am an author and this is my title, I don't see my writing as a job, because it makes me feel like it's something that I have to do. It is a must. So I see it as if I consider it like a natural gift. Naturally. And that's the way I want to continue to see it, because I feel like if I see it as a job, then it will exhaust me. So if I see it as my natural gift, where I don't have to think twice about it, this is what I want to do, I let it flow out. And it's like, I'm confident about my writing, you know? I may write a poem. I can write a book. I can write. I'm very confident, and I get excited about my writing.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Now, as being a writer, would you say a big ego help or hurt a writer?
Big ego.
Would you say it helps a writer or does it hurt a writer?
I'm going to be honest and tell you that it's kind of in between with me. Because sometimes you do need your ego, right? And when I say this, I say this because you may have a vision and you may tell somebody else, but they don't get your vision. And if your ego is not big enough to support your vision, you'll let other people take it in. But your ego cannot be that big that if someone is trying to help, you're like, nah, I don't need it. Nah, I got this. So you got to be like, for me, I feel like it's a middle. You do have to be in the middle.
Okay. I thought Storm was saying something. Storm, if you're trying to say something, we can't hear you.
Yes, I'm sorry. What I was saying was pretty much staying humble is important, you know? Like, meet in the middle, but you also want to remain humble at the same time.
Yes. Humble and confident.
Okay. Excellent. So tell us a little bit about your second book.
So my second book is a book. I'm not going to give you all the juice, but it basically is about a little one who's excited about their grandparents. He loves his grandparents. And like every child, once again, this is based on my little ones because they love their grandparents. So I wanted to make a book that kind of brought light to grandparents, because a lot of times I feel like grandparents don't get the, you know, the MVP hat.
Mm-hmm.
So he's excited about his grandparents, and he feels like because of the way that his grandparents showed their love to him, they're really superheroes. And he believes this in his mind, and he's like, there's nothing you can tell me. And, you know, about it, because I'm a superhero too, if you are, but you're a superhero. You have to be. The way that you love me, the way that you care for me, you know, you have to be, you know, a hero. So that's basically what that book is about.
Nice,
I did a little girl
first,
and I wanted to do a little boy. Because, you know, sometimes kids look at the cover and go, but it's a girl up here, it's a boy up here. So I wanted to mix it up.
So what would you say?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Storm.
No, I was going to say, what would you say, to someone who's not really familiar with you? Like, what would you tell them that separates your book from other children's books?
So what separates my books from other children's books is, number one, I am actually getting my books from my child. I mentioned that everywhere. You're gonna see me mention that, because I give my credit where my credit is due. And my oldest child may come to me with something, like we have a few ideas, and I'm like, boom, that's a book. You gonna learn about it? Boom, read a book. So my book actually comes from a child. Like, you know? Secondly, I try to do books that also teach while making it fun, but also I try to write my books in a way that it can assist parents. And I say that by, maybe you don't know how to tell your child how to tie a shoe. Maybe you don't know how to give your child ways to relax or cross the street or use their imagination in a different way or be creative. So I want you to feel like, you know what? D.B. Joyce got books for that. Let's pick up, go there, get you one of them books, and let's see if, you know, they got information on it. I want my books to be able to teach and also help not just the child, but the parent as well. So that's what makes my book different than other books.
Gotcha. Interesting.
And I want to also add, in my books, you're going to see a bunch of characters. You're not just going to see a little girl. You're not just going to see a little boy. You may see a girl from right now, a boy from right now, but there will be other characters coming out. There may be animals. There may be bears. I never want my books to be specifically for a girl, specifically for a boy. I'm making books for everyone.
Gotcha.
And I don't put an age on it. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't. I don't put my book in the age bracket. And that's only because when I read books with my child, she may want a book that's for a fifth grader. I can read it. Let's go. Let's read it. She may, my youngest one, she's only 8 months, but she has cloth books. Let's go. Let's read it. If that's what you want to do, if this is a book that interests you, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So my book does not have an age on it.
Gotcha. So there's no restrictions.
So how long did it actually take you to write your first book? And did it take longer or a shorter time to write the second one?
So to be honest with you, right? To write my first book, and I'm going to be really honest with you, it took me 2 days. It took me 2 days to write my first book. To write the second book, it actually took me a week.
Why is that? Why do you feel that took you?
So, but with the first book, even though it took me about 2 days to write it, once I got the first book, I decided that, you know what, I was going to keep this book to myself. You know, I told a few people in the family, I was like, well, this is just my book. I'm only doing this for my child, you know? And one of my cousins, I can't say, was like, no, you better not. Absolutely not. So I said, you know what, let me see if I can, you know, get feedback from this book. So to myself, I sold some. You know, and I wanted to get the feedback. I wanted to get the outcome of the book. And it turned out to be really great. It was a really great outcome.
Nice.
I got to Amazon one day, listening to people, right? Go to Amazon, put it on Amazon. I said, let me go to Amazon. And Amazon asked me a real big question that I wasn't ready for. And they was like, who's your publisher? I was like, what? Publisher? Nobody told me nothing about this. You know? So they was like, you know, you can use our ISBN, but, and that ISBN number is the number on the back, for people who don't know, where your book can be identified. That's how they pull your book up, with the ISBN and the barcode. And they was like, you can use mine, you know. And I'm like, oh, Amazon, that sounds nice, but you're limited.
Gotcha.
My first book was in 2021, but if you notice, I'm bringing it back out now because now I can own my book. Anything that I bring out that involves my writing, I want it to be mine. I want to be the big one in charge of it. If I want to donate some, if I want to send it to this bookstore, I want to be the head honcho in charge. So with that being said, it took me a longer time to bring out and do the second book because now I have certain, I learned a little bit more. You know, I learned the patterns, the sentences, how they had to rhyme and rap. I had to make sure all my paperwork was in order, my copyrights and stuff. So that's actually what took me longer for the second one.
Oh, okay.
So let me ask you a question here. Which book do you like best?
Which book? You know what?
The one, the first one, or the second one?
Which book is my favorite? They both have me. Which one do I like the best? I'm gonna say, if I have to go in order, because I'm not gonna say best. I love them all. I'm gonna say the first one. And I'm going to say the first one because The first one actually features the child to do a daily activity that they struggle with, that the little ones struggle with. And I put it in a rhyme, you know, a rhyming pattern. So it's like if you actually listen to it, I was like, oh, I actually did teach you something in a poem, you know? So, it's, you know, it's with rhyming words. So I'm going to say the first one was the one. It's always the first one, yeah. That first one.
Oh,
that first
okay.
one will always be my baby, because that's the one who would... This is like my first child, so that's my first book that got me prepared for what was to come after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to another author who's new and who just, you know, pretty
Ooh.
Much has a vision but doesn't know where to start? What would you say?
Don't stay out of my head.
I am going to say this, and I'm very honest when I say this, and I mean this. Go at your own pace. And I mean this because I'm, you know, no one told me this, but I did it anyway. But I'm going to say, go at your own pace. You'll have people up there like, you need a business. I have a business now, but. You need a business. This is what you need. This is what you have to do. Don't let nobody rush you, because then they'll take your passion and make it into a job and make you feel like this is what you have to do. Take your time, step by step. Even if it takes you, it may take you a month. It may take, look, it took me 2 years. It don't matter. You're going to get there. But take your time. Go at your own pace. When you are looking for help, don't be afraid to go online and research. Do your own research. Find out what works for you. It's okay. It's all right to make mistakes. You're going to learn from them, I promise. You'll be thankful for the mistakes. But take your time. Go at your own pace. Do things your way. Yes, you will make a mistake. You will learn from it. But guess what? In the end, you will be okay.
And with that though, do you feel like, say, let's just say the internet and social media is kind of like a gift and a curse, because when you look up so many different things, like how do you explain to someone who's trying to get into the same field to go this way versus that way? Because you know there's always people out there that's going to steer you the wrong way. Oh, you can look it up on social media. Oh, you can look it up on Google and YouTube and stuff like that. But what would you say was something that you learned to stay away from?
So let me be honest. I'm going to tell y'all a little tip, right? It's my secret, but I'm going to share with y'all two things, right? So the first thing is, and it's with me, right? In the beginning, I used to look on social media, and it would be like, oh, this person is doing this, this person is doing that, this person, like, oh, my God, I can't do this, like, I can't. And I used to get up every morning, and I would listen to Steve Harvey. Yes, if my family is listening, they know, I tell them I would listen to Steve Harvey. Now, Steve Harvey, yet again, it may not work for them, but it works for me. Because in the same token, I'm watching Steve Harvey, and this man is like, yo, you doing this with your little couple of dollars, do this with your couple of dollars. You wondering why things are not working, but you're not being humble. Humble yourself. Maybe you asking for $100, but he going to give you $20 to see what you're going to do with the $20. Now, if you're going to complain about the $20, you don't deserve the $100.
Exactly.
So this also goes to... Who's on my social media? Steve Harvey. Now, social media can be a curse if you allow it to. But what I did that day was I went on social media and I started unfollowing things that were not healthy for me. I don't want to follow Gold Roller. I don't want to follow Shade Room. I don't want to follow Wendy Williams. But let me follow Steve Harvey because he motivates me. Let me follow Ellie Money because she motivates me. Let me follow a business coach because she motivates me. Let me follow Tabitha Brown, because a lot of times when people first get up, the first thing you do is go to social media. So why not let these people be the first people you see or you go on his social media. That's
how
you can structure
your offer. Gotcha. Okay.
So social media to me is really not a curse, because honestly, there are people who's out here making multiple streams of income. You know, just out there, just because they, this person don't mean that they have it. It's happening.
Yeah, but like a gift and a curse, meaning like say, like an example, gift and a curse meaning is that like say if you go, if you're like an up and coming artist or you're a producer or you're an author, you know, and you're trying to like really get your feet, you know, in the door, and you don't really know where to start. So you can go to Google, let's just say, and you can say, how do I become an author? Let's just say, or how do I become a producer? Mm-hmm. And it gives you mm-hmm. a list of things of what you could do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I say a gift and a curse, that was meaning, okay, well, if someone is new and they don't know which path to go on, and they're just saying, you know what, I'm just going to look on social media, on all platforms to see, wow, where do I start? You know, like, what do I do? Should I be, you know, should I just start my book first? And then, okay, when I'm halfway through, then try to seek advice to see, am I writing it correctly? Is someone going to be able to come and, you know, can someone critique me? You know, is there going to be someone that can proofread, you know, to make sure that everything is in order? Like, that's what I mean with, like, gift and a curse. Like, what would you tell them? Like, would you tell them, hey, well, you know what? When I was first starting off as an author, you know, I looked up certain things and it really didn't make sense. So then I made a decision to pretty much to go this way and to do this versus doing what, let's just say, Google or YouTube might have told you. That's what I mean when I say social media. Not like, say, Facebook and Steve Harvey and stuff like that, just like in general.
So basically, to be honest, you just described me. Because that's me. That was me. I'm serious. That was me. I'm still gonna make a few mistakes. But I would say, once again, I mean, it's hard for me to say it because I've heard that before. You know, it can be a gift or a curse, but once again, I'm a little different. I see it as, I went on social media and I followed, her name is Ellie Money, as soon as you type in Ellie, she's gonna pop up. But she kind of broke everything down to me. And it was just somebody I just decided to like, I typed in author, and then, did she pop up? I typed in LLC and then I typed in author. So depending on what you put in, you know, social media, that's what your history pops up. So the exact way you explained it is exactly what I did. I didn't know nothing about nothing. And I went up there and like the first thing you have to do though, once again, going back to Steve Harvey, is this your passion? Is this what you want? Make sure it's what you want to do. Because, you know, a side hustle is different than your main gift. Your natural gift.
Definitely.
Your natural gift is just,
definitely,
you know, you're gonna feel excited when you do it, not pressure. So make sure this is what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Make sure this makes you happy. It's not something that you feel stressed out about doing, that you feel exhausted about doing. And if that is it, if it comes naturally to you, then you got it. As long as you're searching for ways about what you want to do, like if you want to be an author, go up on Instagram and type in author. Take some ideas. See what authors can do with. Sometimes you can even write them. Because I know if somebody writes me, because I am on Instagram as DB Joyce Publishing, LLC, I'll write back. Why not help each other, you know? A lot of people that's out now, they don't mind giving a helping hand.
Right.
So, getting your foot in the door, make sure this is what you want to do. Make sure you're passionate about doing it. And you're ready for the ups and the downs, because there will be downs.
Right.
Even years from now, there's always going to be ups and downs.
Nice. Okay.
Now, what would you say is the worst thing and what is the best thing about being the author?
The first thing. You know what? What is the worst thing? To be honest with you, I don't have a worst thing with being an author. Now, the worst thing with being an author and an entrepreneur is you having to find your own way to things. Like, for instance, like I said, you can go to social media and you can look at this person and you can find out what they did. But as I said in the beginning, you got to do what works for you. Now, let's say this person that I'm looking at, they're an author, but hey, they already hit $1,000. They got money for this person to write their book. I don't, you know? So now how do I find a way to kind of get where I want to be on my own, with my own,
right.
You know? So just a challenge. But being an author, to be honest with you, me personally, I love it. I feel like that has always been my title. I wear that hat naturally.
Nice.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And then I think
okay.
You asked me what was the best thing, right? Did you ask?
Yeah.
The best thing is that I have a big imagination, so I get to express it every time that I write. I got up this morning and wrote a poem about a mother being tired. I laughed at it. I loved it. it makes me feel good. I feel like this is, you know, like you when you found your thing, like this is what I do. I added myself on the back with the being an author, like you know.
That's funny.
Now, as far as you being an author, you're doing your own publishing, right?
Yes.
Do you feel that's a better chance of you doing your own publishment than you going to a publishing company?
So I feel like, to be honest with you, I feel like I would have gotten further. I feel like I would have gotten further had I been with a publisher that was already for me. I feel like right now I would have been further. Now, do I feel like I would have been happier? No.
Oh, okay.
No. Because I feel like my work, I wouldn't have been responsible for it. This is my passion. Mm. I feel like, you know, giving it to somebody else wasn't something I was ready to do. I won't ever be ready to do that.
No. You got your book on Amazon. I believe it's on Kindle. If you're looking about any chance to get into Barnes & Noble, are you working on that?
Yes. So, what happens is, I am looking to get into, it's a couple of stores, Barnes & Noble, Book Baby, and also on Lulu. Right now, they're on e-books. Guys, let me tell you, I'm learning about this e-book thing because I'm old school. I love to pick up a book in my hand and read it to flip through the pages, okay?
Right.
But I'm trying to go with the new generation thing, but it's going to literally be in, I'm looking at all the stores. So Barnes & Noble, I'm speaking it into existence, Target, I'm looking at Walmart, I'm looking at bookstores nearby, libraries.
Nice.
So I am definitely working on that. Absolutely.
Nice. Claim it.
Now,
it
may take
existence.
Me some time, but I'm going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just.
That's right.
I'm going to get there.
Take your time.
Exactly.
You said it. Work at your own pace. Take your time. You'll get there, but speak it into an existence. You know, and remember your own saying, you know, there's nothing in this world that you can't do. That's
exactly
for itself and all aspects of life.
Exactly.
Wow. Brilliant. So you ready to take the world by storm, which is understandable. You young, motivated, you're an entrepreneur. How do you balance everything out?
You know what? I don't even know. I'm gonna be honest. I don't even know what balance is. I just do it and it just comes.
God has in store for her. I'm just like, super excited. definitely happy. Okay. Just to watch you grow and watch you just blossom and do the things that you want to do and, you know, continue to put you and the kids first and stay motivated and determined. That's it. I love it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, once again, this is Starquasia Archibald. Her books, There Is Nothing in the World That You Can't Do, and My Grandparents Are Secret Superheroes. You can pick them up at Amazon. Where else could they get your books at? Just Amazon right now, right?
They can actually go to Lulu.com.
Oh, Lulu? Okay.
Yep, Lulu.
Well, you know what, Starquasia? I want you to give them, you know, information on how they could get your book, where they could contact you. Just give them all your information.
So, as of right now, you guys can actually contact me if you want to. Me personally, I am on Instagram at DB, that's D as in David, B as in boy, Joy Publishing, LLC. Please feel free to contact me, write me, ask me any questions. I am there. We are working on the website. And you can actually go to Amazon to get the books in Kindle form. And then Lulu, you can get them in Kindle form and paperback.
Okay. Well, Starquasia, I want to thank you for joining us. You got our information. Make sure you send that information to us so we can put a blast out on it as well. We really want to thank you for joining us tonight. It was definitely an honor having you on. We look forward to the other books that you have coming out. And you make sure you keep doing what you're doing. And don't let nobody steer you in the wrong direction.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Starquasia Archibald, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. We got a lot of things going on. Good. Very good. Good interview. Once again, you can pick her books. Is There Is Nothing in the World That You Can't Do. And My Grandparents Are Secret Superheroes. I can't wait to read that one. Storm, I guess that's it for tonight.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we thank y'all for tuning in. Also, be sure to tune in on Tuesdays with myself, Rich Money, 7 p.m. Love Sensation, playing the hottest slow jams from the 70s till now. I mean, you know, Gladys Knight, Up to Tank, and Christopher, what's his name? What's Chris' last name? Chris what?
Chris. Who's Chris?
Jenga.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
Oh, Chris Brown?
Chris Brown, there
Chris
you go.
Chris Brown.
I couldn't think of his name for nothing.
I'm
just
like, what
now.
Are you talking about?
It's like his name just shot me. I really couldn't think of his name for nothing just now. Like, wow. I don't know. It was like a brain fart just came across. Like, how do you know Chris Brown? Like, hey. But, man, Chris Brown, Patti LaBelle, you know, we got it all on Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday night, we got Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. That Storm, Ray Queen, and Miss Mo Better playing those hot topics, talking about those hot topics, playing hot music as well. You know, make sure you get in because they topics be on fire. They definitely know what they're doing. They definitely got to dance back. But I know it's going to be a storm tonight or something, right, Storm?
Yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah. It's supposed to be a storm. I think some snow, some rain, I think, first, and then it's supposed to be some snow later on.
Oh.
But it's just supposed to be really messy, nothing major.
Okay.
So, people, be safe out there. Drive, be safe, take your time. Even if you got a big truck, it's okay. You know,
mm-hmm.
Don't be speeding.
Exactly. So that's it for tonight. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. I'm your boy, Rich Money. You got the lovely Storm. And tune in next week. You can find Radio Love Entertainment. Same time, same station. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
Okay. Hey, Spider Baby.
I feel like falling in love. I'm in the mood to roll something up. I need some drink in my cup. Hey, I'm in the mood to pour something up. I wanna go missing. I need a prescription. I wanna go higher. Can I sit on top of you? I wanna go where nobody's been.
GQ Palace.
GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills. General Mills. General Mills. General Mills. General Mills.
Yeah.
up at 5 in the morning. I wake up to 5 for my yearnings. Fear in my mind is a warning. Pray to the one you're relying. I've been wandering all day. I tried to be fine, but I can't be. The noise in my mind wouldn't leave me. I tried to get by, but I'm burning. Let me hide my mind. Tell me a love that you cannot mix. One is the joy that you cannot quit, and the other one price that you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot find. Finding a way where you cannot see. Mind with this system we cannot break. I need to find relief. But behind my mind.
I might be falling.